This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers with lubrication domination. A devastating hurricane hitting parts of the United States, and for farmers, well, the timing could hardly have been worse. I'll talk about it after this. Many of you like to go to auctions. I see some of you at auctions, such as those Mecham tractor auctions that are held in Iowa. I see you inspecting the equipment, some of it finally restored. You know, at any auction, you can have a chance to see how farmers take care of the equipment. And those in the know trust their equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic lubricants. Like Mystic's JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. JT5 is specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether your ag equipment is brand spanking new, 3 days new, or 3 decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer with the help of Mystic. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Hurricane Florence, while not the storm it once was, continues to bring effects to the agriculture industry of the Southeast and especially to North Carolina. Last night I spoke with the president of the North Carolina Farm Bureau, Larry Wooten. He said the timing could hardly be worse for this storm. Now, they've had hurricanes in the past, of course. It's almost routine for the agriculture producers of the Southeast and for the Delta region to be affected by tropical storms. We remember Katrina and Irma. Matthew struck in the Carolinas just 2 years ago, but there was a big difference between Matthew and what we've seen happening with Florence. Matthew was about 2 weeks later in the crop calendar. Much more in the way of the crop production is out there in the field in North Carolina. For example, only about half of the cotton bolls are opening at this point. Only about 17% of the soybeans were dropping leaves as of a week ago. 40% of the apples were unharvested. More than half of the corn for grain was still out of the field. All of the soybeans were still out there. Only about 90% were setting pods. In the tobacco production, about a fourth of the burley tobacco was still unharvested. And of the flue-cured tobacco, well, there was still about a third of it unharvested. And according to Larry Wooten, as we visited, the impact on the producers could be very substantial. Not only along the coast, but it appears that storm moving up the western side of the country would affect the producers in the mountains as well. North Carolina is a very significant agriculture state, number one in sweet potato production, number one in all poultry and egg cash receipts, number two, a distant second in pork production behind Iowa. I'll be back after this.